Does your computer sound like this? Well, imagine if it sounded like this.
Hello and welcome to the MIDI Music Adventure Show. I am Andrew, and this evening I am by my lonesome. Unless anybody would like to join me on Team Talk, feel free to send us a message. The messengers are live, and that is TBRN Live for AIM and live at TBRN.net for MSN. Send us a message, join me on Team Talk. It's always more fun talking to other people than to myself. So, I think today we will play the Diablo 3 beta. I got beta access last weekend, I guess, during a push of Blizzard sent out 100,000 invitations, new invitations for the beta to Diablo 3, and I was lucky enough to get one on my Battle.net account, so I think that will be fun to play. And the audio experience of that should be interesting and entertaining. And then perhaps next week, we will officially play Tales of Monkey Island. So, that ought to be fun. So, while I get some things settled here, just bear with me. Okay, so why don't we get the Diablo 3 beta going? This promises to be fun. Let's make sure our audio is functioning. It looks like it is. Alright, so let's close this. And We will have to fade this out. All right. Also, in other news, I have a new preamp for the mic here. I still got some tweaking on the compressors and stuff to do, I think, but I'm really liking how it sounds compared to the preamp I was using before. I think it's a lot better. I can get a lot more gain out of it, too, which really helps. Anyway, loading Diablo 3 beta, and hopefully nothing goes wrong, because I won't... Whoa! There you go. So, the Diablo 3 beta menu screen. Some pretty neat music there. Actually, I think they have different themes that they rotate when you load the game. Because it's, this is definitely different than last time. So let's see. Some cool things about the beta is that the maximum level you can get to of a character in the beta is level 13. There's the Diablo main theme. I'll let that play for a little bit, actually. I just realized, I think the, I have sound coming out of the TV. There, I fixed that. That was funny. Because I was looking at my, my gates popping with the music. I'm like, that can't be from the headphones. So let's see. If anybody is listening, feel free to send a message to TBRN Live for AIM or live at TBRN.net for MSN and tell me what character class I should pick. There are 5 to choose from. We have... let me turn this down a little bit here. Let's see. There we go. That's better. Alright, so there's Barbarian, Demon Hunter, Monk, Witch Doctor, and Wizard. And you can choose between male or female. I think I'll choose female, because it's more fun to look at for hours on end. let's see. So, I'm going to wait for a little bit here and see if we get any messages for what character we should play. Let's see, the Barbarian. This stoic warrior uses tremendous physical strength to crush foes. The Barbarian moves aggressively, unleashing a multitude of attacks on enemies. Tough and unyielding, the Barbarian excels at close-range combat. Fury drives the Barbarian's assaults and is generated in the thick of combat by dealing and receiving damage. Let's see what it says about the Demon Hunter. Demon Hunter, ranged weaponry, and shadow manipulation make this vengeful hero an elusive stalker of demons. The Demon Hunter uses a variety of traps and escape skills to evade the grasp of foes. Lethal and evasive, the Demon Hunter inflicts terrible punishments on adversaries and slips out of their range before they can react. The Demon Hunter's attacks and tactical skills are powered by the dual forces of hatred and discipline. Hatred is rapidly regenerated, but discipline slowly recovers. The Monk is a holy warrior who attacks faster than the eye can follow, disabling enemies with precision blows. Holy and elemental magic infuse the Monk with the ability to heal and to deliver crippling damage to adversaries. Fast and agile, the Monk gets in close to enemies to execute withering attacks before quickly moving away. The force of Spirit powers the Monk's abilities. Spirit is gained through the Monk's primary attacks. The Witch Doctor is a manipulator of the forces of life and death. This unorthodox caster wields the powers of nature in unsettling ways. With a wide range of offensive spells to choose from, the Witch Doctor doesn't shirk from the fray. A master of spirits, the Witch Doctor draws upon exotic forms of magic to summon creatures from beyond the grave. The Witch Doctor utilizes the power of mana to cast grim spells on its enemies. The Wizard does not use... That's funny. The Witch Doctor is the only one that actually uses mana. That's kind of amusing. Let's see. The Wizard, a master of the temporal and elemental energies, powering creation itself. The Wizard can inflict, withstand, and avoid damage with a vast and formidable array of directed and area of effect spells. Powerful but fragile, the Wizard must be cunning to survive, deflecting of all manner of attacks in order to unleash frozen havoc and flaming ruin on enemies. The Wizard draws on arcane power, a quickly regenerating resource to cast spells. No messages. That's too bad. Let's see. Barbarian, Demon Hunter, Monk, Witch Doctor, Wizard. I'm partial to the Barbarian. So, let's make a new Barbarian. I actually have one of each class leveled up to the maximum. My Barbarian is... I have a level 13 Barbarian on the beta that has my most amount of gear and stuff. So, I'm pretty used to the Barbarian. Let's see... Now, this is the hardest part of this game. Trying to come up with a clever name for your character. Let's see. What shall we call our barbarian? I'm so bad at names. I should just roll my hand across the keyboard and see what happens. Let's just type in Barbarian, because I'm exceptionally boring. Or just Barb. There we go, because it really doesn't matter. It's not like they say your name or anything. So let's start a new game as a Barbarian. Loading.
This place reeks of death. The fallen star is near.
Okay. So, I can see, what was that noise? Welcome to New Tristram. Here's a dead villager on the road, who dropped one gold when I rolled his body over. What is that? Risen, undead. Well, I used my bash attack, and sent him flying away. Dead again. Going down this road, killing zombies, I guess. Some guys fighting over here.
I seek the fallen star.
It fell on the old cathedral. There was only one survivor, Leah. You should speak with her.
Captain Rumford, more dead are coming.
We can't open the gates until we drive them back.
Whoa! They keep coming!
I've never seen anyone fight like that before.
Guards, hey. Open the gates!
You'll find Leah at the Slaughtered Calf Inn.
Burn those corpses before they rise again.
There's a huge cart of dead bodies. There's a guy just tossing them into a fire. Bring out your dead. He needs like a bell, I think. Let's see, who's this? Traveling Scholar. Let's talk to this Tristram Militia guy.
The dead have been a bane on our existence since that cursed fire fell. We have to burn them just to make sure they don't rise from the grave.
Okay.
I came here to study the fall of old Tristram. This is closer to the town's history than I want to be.
Aha.
Zakharum has fallen to disgrace. What faith can save us now? It is the end of the world. Can't you see that?
Jeez.
I promised Marco I'd protect him, and now he's dead.
Pretty grim. There we go, the slaughtered calf inn. Aha.
Are you Leah? Rumford said you survived the fallen star.
I did, but it blasted my uncle, Deckard Cain, into the depths of the old cathedral. I tried to search for him, but the dead were already rising. I came back here to rally the militia, but...
Watch out! The wounded are turning!
Ah.
Strength.
This is killing business.
And killing business is good. I mean, the killing business, yes. Like in, what was that? Major Payne. He said that. His business is killing, and business is good.
The dead will overwhelm us
all. And I'm level 2 now.
Unless something is done.
Pray for me.
I will send them back to their graves. I will save your town.
Thank you. You should speak with Captain Rumford at the gate. He can tell you what to do.
New skill slot available. Choose a new skill. Let's see. Hammer of the Ancients. Summon a mystical hammer to smash your enemies. Sounds good. So, let's go. Adjust my mouse buttons here. Let's see. Leah's room. What's in here? Ah, a book. Leah's Journal, Part 1.
We've been under siege for 6 days now. Uncle Deckard is still missing. Captain Rumford and the others are losing hope. I tell them not to lose faith, but if help doesn't arrive soon...
16 militiamen went out. Only Rumford came back. How could that help us?
Captain Rumford...
How can I help fight the risen dead?
I admire your courage, but Captain Dalton and the militia were slaughtered by those things. Only I survived.
Your warriors will be avenged.
Well, I have seen you fight. Strike at the wretched mothers and their queen. They're the ones vomiting out these horrors.
They're attacking the barricade!
Uh-oh.
That's one of the wretched mothers. There are more of them in the ruins down the road.
I used the Hammer of the Ancient spell on one of these guys. It went flying into the air. That was funny. If this was 3D, it would look pretty cool.
I, Deckard Cain, have spent many years traveling and writing about the strange creatures in our world. But the sight of the wretched mothers still haunts me. They are the remnants of Queen Ascilla's slaughtered handmaidens who were twisted by foul magic. Now they feast upon cadavers and regurgitate them as newly formed, risen dead.
That's not good. I was saying, this would look pretty cool in 3D if the monsters come flying at the screen when you kill them and stuff. I have picked up a low quality cloth tunic and thick gloves. Hooray.
I will never forget the first time I saw these horrors shambling out of the misty woods. Our loved ones, buried long ago, rose from their graves and began to attack the living. However, the risen dead were only the beginning.
I see. So we're out in like this old dirt road, kind of in, I guess it's not really a forest, but kind of an open wilderness area, and there's apparently zombies all over the place. A little creek. Quill fiend, die!
Dear reader, I am Abdalhazir, adventurer, scholar, and researcher. I share my knowledge of this incredible world and its creatures through my insightful missives, often at grave risk to myself. Why, I was recently in Kanduras, where my tents were ransacked by vicious quill fiends. I was able to beat them off with a shoe, but a less old man would have fared far worse.
Aha! Musty cellar. It's like a little shack over here. Let's see what's in here. Bunch of rats.
Young quill fiends. A nest must be nearby.
I see.
Disgusting vermin.
Break stuff. All right, back to Old Tristram Road. A chest.
I can no longer deny the true nature of the evil that rises from the depths of the cathedral. It is almost too horrible to admit the truth of it. It is the Dark Lord of Terror, Diablo himself, who plagues us.
That's probably not good. A scarecrow here. Ah! Zombies coming out of the ground when I knocked over the scarecrow. Die, zombie. Zombies are very popular enemies, apparently. So, what's over here? Quill fiends again. Run as you may, you cannot escape. Alright, I think I've killed all the monsters that are in this area. And all the perfectly innocent quill fiends that haven't done anything to anybody, but we killed them anyway, apparently. Actually, they shoot their quills at me, so I guess that makes them perfectly acceptable to slaughter. Let's see. So I have stepped away from Old Tristram Road. Whoa, there's like guys coming out of the ground again. There's like this big hole of like this knocked over tree. There's zombies coming out of there. It's pretty neat. Let's see. There's more zombies. Die. Ah, crow fiends. Oh, level 3. One of the things they changed from this and the other Diablos is there's like no stat points or anything. Like you don't put in most RPGs, you like when you level up, you'll get like 5 points to put into like strength, dexterity, like vitality, or like intelligence or magic and stuff like that. But in this, the stats exist. There's strength, dexterity, intelligence, and vitality are the main core attributes. And, there's a big hole with fire coming out of it. That's pretty creepy. Ah! And a zombie just vomited on the ground, and another zombie came out of the ground. And it's eating a corpse. What the hell? It's spitting stuff at me from far away. Die! It's one of those wretched mothers. Dead now. Okay, what the heck was I saying? I forgot. But, the stat points and stuff. But yeah, in this, like, it just, like, does that all on its own. Which, I don't know, I mean, it makes the game so much, like, simpler. I mean, the truth of the matter, like, the matter is, like, for Diablo, there really wasn't any, like, unique ways to put stat points into a character. Everybody had to do it the same way anyway. I mean, you would put enough points in strength to equip the gear that has, oh, it requires, you know, 150 strength or whatever. And so you would get 150 strength, and then you wouldn't put any more points in it. You'd put everything else in vitality, which increases your health. And that's just how you, because all the stats from the gear outweighed increasing your stats by themselves. So, like, the argument is, like, that there's no, like, it was just, there was no reason, because it's not like anybody was putting their stat points in like, special ways or to be different or anything, because it wasn't viable. So, like, they just got rid of it. But I don't know, I kind of feel like it takes away a little bit of some of the experience. But we'll see. So now I just went in a well, and I went down this well, and I was like, this whole cave. It's the cave under the well. That's where I am now. And there's lots of money all over the ground that I'm picking up, which is kind of cool. I'm gonna be rich. Another thing they changed that makes this really much easier so far is you have a stash, like, where you can store whatever you want, basically items and weapons and armors and stuff, and also money is now shared across all of your characters. So, like, right now I actually have 23,000 gold. Because, which is actually way less than I've actually collected, because I spent so much of it, like, doing things and making new items for myself and stuff like that. But that's like another thing that they changed that's different. But I kind of like that change. I think it's pretty cool having your stash shared across all your characters. So, like, if you pick something up, then you can put it in your stash, and then you can have another character use it, which is pretty cool. And I think I have exhausted all of the nooks and crannies of the cave under the well, so let's go back to the exit and continue. Let's see, objectives, the Fallen Star. Kill the Wretched Queen in the Old Ruins. Bonus, Wretched Mother's Killed, 3 out of 3. Okay. Die, zombies! Breaking some barrels. There's lots of things in this that you can break, which is kind of fun, but a lot of them, like, when you break stuff, there'll be money, or sometimes an enemy comes out. I don't know how a big skeleton monster fits inside of a little, like, bucket, but it still happens sometimes. It's pretty funny.
Old Tristram, Diablo himself once walked this place.
Die. Aha! There's that wretched queen. Yeah, the Hammer of the Ancients kills her good. Let's see. Hey, there's another, like, little mini dungeon over here somewhere. I see the entrance. Dark Cellar. Ha! There's Griswold's fine weapons. That's funny for anyone that played original Diablo. Okay, we're in the Dark Cellar. Oh, what is that? Treasure Bandit! Die! Oh, that thing is fast. Oh, he's a fast little bastard. Oh, but I killed him and he dropped a blue weapon. And now there's other zombies attacking. Die. I kill this guy, and then, like, he splits in half, and then his torso comes with his arms just crawling around and tries to still attack you. It's funny. Let's see. All right. I think there's nothing else in the dark cellar down here for me to... Well, there's a desk and a chair that I can break. Because I can. Let's see. What else is there? Here we go. Dead Tristram Militia. Nope. Doesn't have any gold for us. Either of those barrels. Aha! This guy has some money. And the tree stump apparently gave me 3 gold for breaking it. How exciting. Die, walking corpse. And crawling torso. I hope those are temporary names. Whoa! I just hit a guy with Bash so hard, he flew into a building and the wall collapsed. The physics stuff they put into this is pretty neat. They wrote in their whole own, like, physics engine, I guess. And that's pretty cool. Like, it looks really neat, all the stuff you break and things. And, you know, when you hit the monsters and they go flying and stuff like that. More monsters die! So another big change with this in the previous Diablo games is you almost never use your plain regular attack. Like, they've made it so it's like you're always using, like, your special moves, if you want to call it that. Which, I don't know if that's good or bad. It seems like... I guess the idea was to make it seem like everything is so much more epic. I don't know. But, like, it seems kind of silly that you're just always casting, like, a special move on everybody. Instead of, like, you're never doing a regular attack ever. It's pretty strange. At least on the Barbarian. On some of the other characters, if you don't play it right, then you have no choice but to do a regular attack because you use up your resources too fast.
Ogden and his wife have offered to let me and Grandmother continue to stay with them. I think we will, now that the troubles are over. I am still tormented by horrific nightmares. I keep hoping they will fade, but they seem to be getting stronger.
Weird. I picked up Jillian's Diary, Part 1. Let's see. So now that I'm back, I've got a whole bunch of things I can sell. And also I can destroy. Another new thing in this is they got these artisans. And for this beta, I have my artisan, like, leveled up as far as I'm aware that I can. But you can use the artisan to destroy magically enchanted items and get, like, materials to make new magically enchanted items. So I have... Here's a magic crossbow that I just broke. Salvaging simple hand crossbow gave you one subtle essence. And I can use that to make my own magic stuff. Oh, there's no shopkeeper over here. Let's go back into that bar, or the inn.
Welcome to the Slaughtered Calf Inn. Bring me whatever treasures you have no use for. I'll give you a bit of coin to save up for your casket.
Ha! Alright. So I put this subtle essence in my stash. Let's talk to Captain Rumford.
Thank you for your help, but could you talk some sense into Leah? She won't give up on the idea of rescuing her uncle.
Nor should she. I will help her find him.
Okay. Quest complete. XP received, 1125. Gold received, 124. Okay, now we can talk to Leah. It's telling me to look at my inventory. I don't know why.
Come, let us search for your uncle.
We'll need to open the cathedral first. The guards locked it up before they were ambushed.
Rumford told me they fought their way back to Adria's hut. The key must still be there.
Okay, let's go down to the waypoint and travel back to the old ruins via magic.
Here, let me open the gate. Adria was my mother, but I don't know much about her. She died when I was very young. I was raised by Uncle Deckard.
What of your father?
I'm told he was a great warrior who was lost when Tristram fell to the demons.
Aha, there's a chest over here. Okay. Cloth pants. 15 armor. That's better than having no pants, I guess. We'll cross this little bridge. Adria's hut.
Look! A hidden cellar. Follow me.
Your mother had her secrets.
People said she was a witch, but I never believed it.
Well, there's a big cauldron.
Captain Dalton!
Captain Dalton? Looks like a zombie to me.
More fury.
There. That killed him. Say, what does she have to say?
Here's the key, and my mother's journal. What I've seen of it is disturbing. I want to know more about her, but that can wait. We need to save Uncle Deckard first.
I will go. Stay here and learn what you can.
Thank you.
Aiden came to me last night. I suspected what was lurking within his troubled heart. I consoled him as best I could. Regardless, wherever he's headed, hell will surely follow in his wake. The shadows close in on Tristram once again. But like Aiden, I'll be gone before they fall.
Let's see, we got a message. John is tuned in. Well, hello. Today, we are playing Diablo 3, the beta. Because I have access to play it. Yay! This is very exciting. Let's see, I leveled up again. I'm level 4 and I have a new spell I can use. Cleave! Sweet! This is the spell I need. Cleave is a good spell. Cleave. Swing your weapon in an arc and strike multiple enemies. Generates 5 fury per attack. Whoa! So I let. Ah! The zombies breaking through the wall and everything. I can't use cleave yet because I still have to wait a few more seconds since I just switched the spell. Oh, here we go. Cleave time. Die! Okay. I need a better weapon. Over here. Alright, nothing there. I'm still using this really crummy. Alright, I got a blue belt. Magic Vampiric Warrior Belt. 1.2 damage dealt is converted into life. And I got boots of 9 armor. And I got a Vampiric Lesser Wand that I can't use because it's for wizards.
What's another this? Poor soul.
Whoa! More zombies coming out of the ground. Only 3 of them. There's also hanging bodies off a tree. I turned over one guy to loot his body for a couple of gold, and then all them zombies came out. Stop eating this guy! Ah! They're coming out of the ground again. Wow, that guy got obliterated. The only I hit a guy with Hammer of the Ancients, and the only thing that's left is like a head. I think that's a head. I don't know.
Tristram Cathedral. The fallen star lies within.
Say a crude hand axe. That's pretty useless. Okay, we are now in Cathedral level 1. Dead villager, give me two gold.
The star fell.
That's like a big hole with like oozing colorful, well, it's mostly blue, but like weird looking blue magical stuff coming off it. Let's see, what? Oh, there's a bunch of chandelier cane. That's very funny. So I let down the chandelier chain. I hit a whole bunch of zombies with the chandelier as it falls to the ground. That's funny. Let's see. What are these things? Carrion bats.
Some foul new disease has taken hold in this land, and the carrion bats are near the heart of it. Since returning to Tristram, I have seen their numbers surge. The evil forces that linger here give them strength, and I fear that the worst is yet to come.
Okay. I always knew bats were evil. See what's down here. More of those guys. I don't really need to kill them. They're kind of out of the way. Wooden door, but it's barricaded. Smash! I really need better weapons. What the hell is that guy? It's just like a big fat blob. Whoa, he's got like spikes to come out of him. Grotesque, is what it says. Die. He explodes. Ah! A whole bunch of, like, eels come out of him. Worms. Corpse worms. Yikes.
The grotesques may seem slow and senseless, but they hide many dangers within their hideously malformed bodies. A set of spikes lurks beneath the monster's flesh, and foul parasites nest within them. It is said that these horrors themselves are constructed by a greater evil, a darker than I cannot even fathom.
Not enough fury.
Well, that was a lot of new record massacre. 18 monsters killed. There you go. Okay. Let's see. Let's go this way. What's this? Scribe's Lectern.
My name is Lactanum, and I am cursed. Once the captain of King the Oryx's army, I lived only to honor my land and my king. No man has a greater love for his king than I had for mine, even as I drove my blade through his dark and corrupted heart.
Okay.
Denied.
Pulverized. 14 monsters killed, or 4 monsters rather, killed by the dungeon. There's a bunch of wooden planks holding up a bit of wall, and I broke the wooden planks and it fell on the monsters and killed them. It's pretty neat. What? What's this? A glowing, gold glowing monster. Zor the Demolisher. I guess he's an elite monster.
More fury.
Ooh. Die, corpse worms. Sword the Demolisher. Die.
Not enough fury.
It is enough fury. Ah! He knocked me back. As soon as I can go back to town, I am getting a better weapon. Wow, the guy exploded in when I killed him in a huge pile of red explodingness. That was violent. Let's see. There's a lot of carrion bats over here. But they're gone now. There's some of them chasing. Holy crap, there's a lot of monsters up here. There you go. New record. Mighty blow. 10 monsters killed with one move. That's what I'm talking about. I desperately need to replace this frickin' weapon, though. Hey, what's this? That's useless. Ugh, I need a weapon that's better than this. Let's see. Let's go this way. Monster. Okay. Why won't anything drop a weapon that I can use? Weapon rack. Fine simple hand crossbow. For real? I'm not a demon hunter. I'm a friggin' barbarian. I don't use crossbows. Give me an axe. Give me a sword. Something. I'll take a wooden stick at this point. Level 5. A buckler just dropped. At least I can have a better little shield. I was wrong. The shield that dropped is worse than the shield that I started the game with. That's brilliant. We're getting no luck with item drops this evening, I can tell you that. Aha, here's a glowing chest over here. Maybe there's an item in it that I can use. Short sword! Yay! 4.2 DPS versus the weathered hand axe of 3 DPS that I started with. Well, that's better, I guess. Let's see, if I dual wield the axe and the sword, it's 5.24, and if I take that away, it's 5.25. So I guess I'll stick with using the shield and the sword, because it's actually more DPS than using the axe and the sword. Aha! I found Leoric's Passage. What's this? Cutscene.
Oh, minions! Stay back! Back!
May this wet hold.
Run for your life, Kane!
Skeleton King,
the power of the fallen star awakened me, and soon all will suffer as I have suffered. Gods, bring me his bones.
There's like skeletons spawning all over Kane. He's fighting them off with a stick, but not very well.
Save you!
skeletons. There, I got the skeletons off a cane, but no more came out of the ground. And there's like a boss one. Head Cleaver, Royal Executioner. We'll see what he thinks of Hammer of the Ancients to his face.
More fury.
Oh. Die, Head Cleaver. There's only one person whose head's getting cleaved today. That's what I thought. His head is gone. Bracers of Thorns. What's this? Well, it's better than bracers of not having any bracers. Let's see. Deckard Cain. Let's talk to him.
Oh, thank you. But why did you risk yourself for me?
I have need of your knowledge, Deckard Cain. Leah will Hello. Be happy that you live.
Hello, I'm sorry that I was not here. I was just,
Well, I'm glad that somebody has joined, because
maps I found.
I don't like talking to myself.
What are you playing?
The Diablo 3 beta.
Whoa.
We must discuss.
What were you playing last week?
Follow me to Tristan.
Last week I just played some music. We just played different music and stuff because it was the Super Bowl.
Okay. Right? That's alright then. I didn't miss anything.
Yeah, we just played
Where's
some
Afi?
Different music. He is in New Zealand, I think, with his brother or something. So he'll be away for a week, for I think 2 weeks.
Well, what I'll do then is, it appears that I'm officially the only co-host, I'll keep myself up permanently, then I can muck around and do other crap while I talk.
Yeah, that works. So I got a new preamp for my main mic here. I think it sounds way better.
Okay, yeah, it does sound way better. If you hear a hissing noise in your ears, it's because I've had to have the fans on my room on. It is very hot today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's been pretty cold over here.
Yeah, well, it's the middle of the summer. And I have all my doors in my house open, and my brother has Diablo 2. I never understood it. You're battling demons and other shite, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because
right.
My brother
Here we go.
And
I got
used
some
to play
real
Diablo
weapons.
2. Yeah, my brother and I used to play Diablo 2, and of course I didn't get any recordings of it, but we still have it. He used to crack it, and we used to play Diablo 2 on the old computers, but before he got RSI issues. I would used to play it all night. So I sort of know what's happening.
Yeah, so basically this is the continuation. Right now, I am going through my stash, because one of the changes they made to this is that the gold and your stash is shared across all your characters, which is pretty cool, because it didn't used to be that way. So this way, it's like if
That's
I find
cool.
some really good items that are for a different character, like right now I'm playing as a barbarian, and if I found like I have like I find like quivers or bow staffs that are for like let's say monks or demon hunters, then I can put them in the stash, and if I have one of those characters, I can give that to them. So it's
okay.
Pretty cool.
Tell me if I'm feeding back on you too much. I've just switched my output to speakers.
Yeah, I mean, I hear it. I'd prefer to not hear it if possible. So, let's see. Alright, so I have now equipped a whole bunch of stuff that was in my stash here. So that I can use that now. And now I got some other things here I'm going to destroy. And then, and let's not forget, feel free to send us a message, TBRN Live for AIM, live at TBRN.net for MSN. And, send us a message, join us on Team Talk. It's Diablo 3. This is very exciting to me, anyway. If I hadn't already quit World of Warcraft, I would have quit it now that I have even Diablo 3 beta is enough for me.
how did you get the beta anyway?
Blizzard, I guess a few weeks ago, a couple of weeks ago, sent out 100,000 new invitations to Battle.net. If you have a Battle.net account and you're opted in for betas, then you had a chance to have, just randomly be picked. So I'm one of the lucky 100,000 people that got selected.
Oh, God. That's cool, though.
Yeah.
Does that mean you get a discount off the game
No. I already pre-ordered the collector's edition. So,
of course. So yeah. I suppose when you get the full version, we'll hear about it. And we'll have to definitely play it. Do you have the other versions, Diablo 1 and 2?
I actually don't have Diablo 1 anymore. I have Diablo 2. I've been playing it actually relatively recently. So,
We should really play it because I played with my brother, of course, but I never knew exactly what was going on completely. But because you do all the commentary and stuff, what I'm going to do is unkey myself, switch to speakers, and probably listen for a bit.
Alrighty, let's talk to Leah.
Uncle, you're alive.
Thanks to you and your friend here.
Time is running short. What can you tell me of the Fallen Star?
Not much, I'm afraid, though the prophecy of the end days surely points to it as a sign that the end has begun.
Please, Uncle, not more of your stories. All that matters now is that you're back.
Okay, quest complete. Now we'll talk to Deckard Cain.
The Skeleton King was once our beloved lord, Leoric.
Okay, cool.
He was driven mad by Diablo's evil. He lost both of his sons and his very soul before he was finally defeated. Now it seems he's risen to plague this land once again.
A sad tale, but I seek the Fallen Star, and he stands in my way.
The key to defeating him lies in his old crown. Seek out our blacksmith, Hadrig. He knows of its whereabouts. Leah, you should not dismiss the signs so lightly. Do you not believe the evidence of your own eyes?
Horrors have visited Tristram before, and it endured.
Okay. Let's see, what's in here? I went into Cain's house. Aha! Deckard Cain's journal, part one.
We have come at last to Tristram's old cathedral. This is where Diablo, Lord of Terror, first corrupted mankind. This is where I may finally find the answers I seek. Leah worries after my safety, but I believe information vital to defeating the last lords of the burning hells can be found here.
Got a right good bunch of things for you this fine day.
Sell things. There, your available gold, 24,548. I need to get 50,000 gold. Then I can expand my stash with another tab of more holding capability.
Is your stash like your inventory?
Yeah, it's like an extra inventory that is shared across all characters.
Blacksmith, Deckard Cain said you could help me find the crown of Leoric.
Not now. It's my wife. She's locked in the cellar like all those who've been bitten. I'm to put them all down. But how can I kill my own wife?
It is regrettable, but it must be done. I will help you.
Thank you. Follow me.
Some crazy
That's
people.
Pretty hard to do.
Some crazy people do that every day.
I know. And yet it's hard for this guy in this game.
Well. Whoa.
Oh, shit.
My friend, I'm sorry.
This must be done.
She's a demon or something.
Well, there's a whole lot of them in here.
My love, forgive me.
Hadrian!
Quick! Help me!
Oh, that doesn't look good. Ah! She's turned into a... She vomited on me! Die!
I couldn't have done this without you. I'm in your debt. My name is Hedrig Amon.
Hedrig, I need your aid.
He's in my debt because we just killed his wife.
I can help you there. It's buried with
who was a demon?
That doesn't sound good, though. Oh, is that why? Because she was a demon, huh? That's what you're going to tell the police when they come to get you?
This isn't modern times, unfortunately.
I just think it's funny.
I know. You should watch... Oh, sorry. You should listen to... there's a site called accursedfarms.com, and it's by this guy called James Ross, and you should listen to... he's got this video on civil protection.
There's a big pack
one is
coming
called
this time.
Stand
your
mind.
Ground.
It's all about half-life.
This is clear.
Cool. Okay. Crossing a bridge.
Scavengers are ugly, pathetic creatures who survive off of carrion and corpses, too diseased to attract any other carnivores. I did once meet a raggedy fellow who claimed that he had trained one of the beasts to bring him large rats to eat. But I'm sure the story is utter nonsense.
All right. Let's see. Find the cemetery of the Forsaken in the Weeping Hollow. Oh, champion monsters. Here we go. Whoa, they're teleporting. Oh, this is so much easier now that I've given myself... better eyelids. Die! Oh, level 6. Here we go. And I got another skill slot. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Leap attack is now available. I have cleave and leap attack. I basically have my two favorite spells. Leap! Leap attack is the greatest thing in this whole game, as far as I'm concerned. Because it's, like, so cheap. Especially when you're running around with other players that aren't barbarians, and or they're not using leap attack. Because you can, like, jump up and down areas that that normally you would have to, like, walk all the way around. You could jump across, like, gaps in the ground and all kinds of stuff. It's so great. It's, like, totally my favorite spell. Leap attack. Just for the utility of how much easier it is to get around. Let's see. There's a dead tree all over the place. Let's see. Retching cadaver, ravenous dead. Now they're just double dead. What the hell? Hungry torsos are chasing me. These guys, hungry torsos. There's freaking, like, they got no legs. They're crawling around on their arms trying to bite me. Jeez. Then you got these retching cadavers. They vomit on the ground, and then, like, zombies come out of the ground. It's disturbing. Let's see. Whoa! I just walked to a bunch of gravestones, and of course, every monster comes out of it. Die! Leap attack!
Someone... Now I know how Apron got Swamp.
What's that?
Now I know how Apron got into Swamp.
What is
playing like Swamp? Is playing like 196 hours.
You wilt against my blows.
Let's see, I got a new belt. That's not as good as the yellow belt that I have, but I got from my stash. Die, monsters! Okay. There's a bunch of ravenous dead and two grotesques. And, leap attack! That takes care of that.
You wilt against
massacre.
My blows.
16 monsters killed. One time I killed, I got a massacre of like 130. It was awesome. Killed 130 monsters at once. And that was with my level 13 barbarian with like, I forget. I think I have, it's either like 76 or like 78 DPS, which is like the highest I've been able to get. Oh, some other people seem to be able to get a little higher, but it's pretty high, like for the limits of the beta. Like right now, my DPS is 19.65, and I'm level 6, and 13 is the highest level you can get to in the beta. Okay, picked up a minor health potion. That'll be useful. Oh, damn these hungry torsos, they come out of nowhere! Actually, that's not true. They come out of, like, bushes. Apparently, lots of zombies live in, like, the bushes surrounding dead trees. It's a popular area for them, apparently. Let's see. Oh, look, more hungry torsos. Scavenger with little rodent-y things. There's ravenous... Oh, there's a big hole in the ground.
This must be the blacksmith's apprentice. Adric should be told that he's safe.
There's a bunch of zombies crawling out of the hole. Get back in your hole! I hit one and he fell. Okay. Well. Let's see. Let's go this way. See, I like to, like, totally go to every area of the map and make sure I don't miss anything. Die, tree stump. Yes, it gives me... Wow, there is an awful... What the hell is happening? Holy crap! The whole ground just, like, lighted in color and monsters are everywhere now. Oh, I just killed all, most of them. That was easy. Massacre. 19 monsters killed. And I got a massacre of 6 right at the start. Because I just, like, I guess I got a critical strike and killed 6 of them in one swing. There's a whole bunch of dead bodies over here now. And they've all got gold! Gold! Let's see. Alright, I think I need to try to pick up the pace, though. Because it is 8:20. And, I'm not sure if Randy is coming on or not. If anybody knows, feel free to tell me. Ah! Oh, that was neat. So, a coffin just came out of the ground, and then a skeleton came out and attacked me. That's funny. Let's head up this road now, and because it'd be cool to beat the beta in one sitting here. Oh, there's an elite monster. What is his name? Insignious Torturer of Souls. He's like a little scavenger monster. And now he's dead. And so are his friends. He was an ineffective killer. Cemetery of the Forsaken, checkpoint reached. Search for the Chancellor's altar beneath the Cemetery of the Forsaken. Now first, there's also a waypoint here. I'm going to go back to New Tristram and destroy this. Oh, first let's tell
Blacksmith,
him.
Blacksmith, your apprentice is dead.
Fool boy. Hope for the worst and you will not be disappointed. Thank you for the news.
So let's destroy these items that we don't need. Actually, well, let me see. Okay. This can be destroyed, and so can these things. Alright. Let me go sell this extra stuff for gold!
Found some interesting things on my latest dig.
I found some interesting things in my murder spree, and you're gonna buy them from me. Alright, go to the stash and deposit my 4 subtle essences. Which is what I got from destroying the magic items. Now let's go back to the Cemetery of the Forsaken. Okay, here's a crypt. Defiled crypt. Let's go in. Ghastly gravedigger. It's like a ghost.
The tragedies in these lands have left many restless spirits in their wake, and they demand retribution. These spirits will take out their vengeance on any unsuspecting individual who may pass, for they believe that the blood of the living will yet restore the lives that were ripped away from them.
Ah, champion ravenous dead.
Have been known to devour their own young when no other nourishment is available. Their offspring, the imps, sometimes manage to flee and band together with other demon spawn. They rove in vicious packs, ready to descend upon the unwary traveler and rip his body to shreds with their tiny needle-sharp teeth.
Level 7! Die, gravedigger!
The ancients smile on me.
Massacre 14 monsters. Let's see, do I got anything useful with my new level? Let's see, I have a new ability I can switch to, weapon throw, but I'm gonna stick with Hammer the Ancients. Whoa! I walked by a freaking sarcophagus and a guy came out. Aha! I'm in the right crypt. Defiled crypt level 2.
I am on the right path. The crown must be near.
Okay. And there's gold. Get the gold. What's that? Mangle Maw, Horror of the Crypt. That is a big monster. Get away from me! Take that! Health pot! Aha! Leap attack! Hammer! Oh, he's toast. Wow, he just like fell apart into meaty, bloody pieces and fell to the ground. Yikes. Chancellor's Tomb. Checkpoint reached. Oh. Hey! Ah! A skeleton in a barrel. Okay. Just like breaking things. Frenzy Shrine. Blessing received. 25% attack speed and crit bonus. Nice. Ah. takes care
back
of him.
Back to hell, dog.
No, I will not allow you to bring that monster Leora back to this world.
Whoa. Chancellor Aemon, Astral Guardian. Come back here. Don't run away. You coward. There. Toast. Alright. Quest complete. Item received. Town portal. A powerful stone used to transport its user to the nearest town. Cool. Let's use that. That's another thing they changed. In the previous Diablo games, you could buy tomes or scrolls of Town Portal and Identify, which would identify magic items for you. They got rid of all of that in this. Town Portal is kind of like just a spell you can cast at any time pretty much now, once you get it. And now I have it. And there's no Tomes of Identify anymore either. You just right-click on the item and, it, you know, it's also like you cast a spell and identify the item. Which makes sense, kind of, because it's like nobody didn't have Scrolls of Town Portal or Tomes of Identify. It was just something that you had that wasted your inventory space that, like, so it's kind of better this way, I guess. But it's like another thing where it's kind of like I was saying before, where it's like they make some of these changes and they do make sense, and I guess it makes the game more streamlined, but like it kind of like feels like dumbing it down a little bit more, even though like I understand their logic, but like it's just like they're making everything too simple. Like, you should be allowed to set yourself up for failure, basically. You should be allowed to set up your character's attributes in a bad way if you don't know what you're doing. It's just part of how the game's supposed to work, but they've gotten rid of all that. It's like idiot-proof now. It's just like all the same stupid shit all of our insane governments are doing right now, where they just, you know, taking choice away from you, basically, is all their whole goal, is to take away choice and information away so that you can't make any decisions on your own. That's what they want, which is, I don't like.
Yeah.
But hell, this is just a video game, and yeah, it is fun. So I mean, so like from their perspective, I totally understand, but I still think like it'd be better if they left some of that stuff the way it was. Like, I do like I'm totally behind the fact of not having to waste a bunch of inventory slots of scrolls that, you know, that's all, you're just wasting space, because it's not like it's like you needed to have them. It's not like you weren't. Well, identify scrolls, not so much, because in Diablo 2, you could use Deckard Cain and he will identify anything in your inventory. But still, for the town portal scrolls and books, in Diablo 2, it took up two blocks of your inventory to have one tome, and it was only 20 times you could use it, so, and then you'd have to refill it. But again, like, you know, if you could use it 20 times, you're going to refill it.
It's
but it was
interesting,
like,
with the, sorry, it's interesting with the Diablo 2 stuff that I was, because I remember a couple of times, my brother and I, and you had to fight this massive demon spider, and you could get poisoned, and your health would just drop. And so you had to fight the spider, portal back to the monastery or something, portal back, continue fighting the spider, portal back, and go over and over until you killed it. Otherwise, you'd die, and you had to be pretty quick about it.
Yeah. I don't remember there being a spider. It must have been an elite that you came across. Because I don't remember there being an actual boss.
It was a big hair. Yeah, I think it might have been a demon boss or something. I forgot its name. But yeah, I think it was. It was a very big demon boss, it must have been, because it required billions and billions of hits to actually smash it. And it could do, like, one attack.
I worked my hands to the
boss. Devastating damage.
To bring you these fine goods.
Oh, yeah.
You found the crown. Truth be told, I didn't think you'd make it back alive. Ah, it needs repair. Should be no problem. It's good to work again.
It's pretty funny. There. The barbarian is like so much bigger than these people.
Placed upon the Black King's head. I need something more than making spades to occupy my mind. I want my life to mean something.
Then follow me and hone your skills. There is deadly work to be done, and I will need your arms.
Okay. So now, if I hadn't already have acquired the blacksmith, now I would have the blacksmith for the first time. Let's see. Okay, we talked to Kane.
Leoric's crown has been reforged.
At last. With it, you can unlock the sealed door in the room where you rescued me and enter the royal crypts. When you find the Skeleton King, place the crown atop his head and destroy him.
I will crush him and find the fallen star.
Yeah! All right. To the Cathedral Garden. And let's see, Leoric's Passage. This was where we saved Kane. So now we can go further down and open the ornate door.
Was he being converted or something, right? Zombie.
What's that?
What was this Kane being killed or something?
He was trapped in the cathedral and being chased by the Skeleton King's minions. And then we saved him. That was like right about when you came in, I guess.
Also, what's DPS?
Damage per second.
Oh, right.
Oh man, there's an elite. What are these? Unburied. It's like a littler version of Manglemaw that we just fought. Holy crap, wow, these guys are serious. Health pot. Wow, they're kicking my ass. Oh man, I'm gonna die. I'm getting the hell out of here. Jesus. Oh my god. Jeez, they're slowing me down. Alright, there's gotta be a health pot around here, so die and give me a health pot. Alright, I'm gonna just run. Oh, what's this? Frenzy Shrine! Oh, this shit is on. Goodbye. Oh, I totally killed him before he could kill me. Frenzy Shrine for the win. When you can't find a health pot, just attack even harder. I yeah. like that. That's totally the barbarian way to go. Because that's another thing that's very different in this, is basically whenever you kill a monster, it has a chance to drop a health orb, which you just walk by and automatically pick up and it'll heal you.
How chunky that sounds in my speaker set.
Tomb
like, there's no one home, so it's just me in this house.
Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds chunky.
That was a door that I opened. That was me breaking barrels.
And there's gold. More gold.
What is this unholy little church-looking area?
Full of monsters.
More fury.
Okay.
I will not
They're
be
all
denied.
Dead.
Yeah. And apparently I will not be denied. Break a loose Uh-oh. Stone there. That's... Barrels! A skeleton came out of one of the barrels. Hey, a ring. Two rings. Magic ring. Plus 1 to 2 damage. There you go. An adventuring ring. Monster kills grant plus 3 experience. Sounds good.
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, that actually, there was that was one of my favorite thing items. I mean, it really was a useless item. It was a joke. But in World of Warcraft, there was an item called the One Ring. And all what it did was it had plus 1 to every stat.
So it was like worthless to use, but
yeah, and it's cool.
And it's it said it also had a subtitle on it. It said unless my memory is off, but I think it said not quite as good as the Two Ring. Or something like this. God. It's like you get the joke, what the joke would be, because it had plus one to every stat. and then there actually wasn't a Two Ring in original like release. And then in one of the expansions, they added a Two Ring, I think, and it was plus 22 to all stats, and it was actually a decent ring for like newbie characters.
Yeah, it would be.
It was really funny. The One Ring. Yeah. Not quite as good as the Two Ring.
Yeah.
Die, skeletons! What is that? There's some kind of ritual going on. There's like a guy over here, and there's a bunch of, like, people casting spells
maintain
at him.
Maintain your incantation. You will soon...
I think not. Not if I kill all of the people trying to maintain... See? He's free. We just freed somebody.
Now, back to my mission.
Who are you?
You will know soon enough.
Oh,
help
really?
Me find my gear. I will reward you well.
No. Screw you.
Tell me, what brought you to
this?
Who's
this guy to boss
place?
Me around?
I come to vanquish the Skeleton King.
As do I.
Whoa, that was kind of scary. Die, skeletons.
The cultists dragged me past this glowing pit. What made it?
I am here to find out.
Down this way. There are my weapons.
He's free! Do not let him be off!
They obviously would have turned him into a skeleton or something.
Yeah.
Warrior of the Templar Order. If it is the Skeleton King you seek, then you will have to fight your way past Jondar. There is no reason we should hunt alone.
Whoa!
Together
part of
we
the
fight.
Floor just fell.
I heard that. Well, you've got a major ally, it sounds like.
Yeah. A Templar. It's awfully quiet over... Oh, there we go. Oh, see, there's one of these guys. It's pretty neat, where it's like you're just walking past, like...
Black magic
coffins or something, and then a bunch of monsters just come out.
Is stronger.
So he just broke up like a barrier.
You were a Templar, Jondar. How could you succumb to this coffin?
Really?
Please forgive me. My vision was clouded by the Coven's evil magic.
Betrayal can never be forgiven.
Well,
thank you
now.
For your aid. I will go with you on your hunt for the Skeleton King. But there is one condition. If we find the sacred tomes of my order, they are mine.
Agreed.
Then onwards we go to fight the Skeleton King.
Templar. The Templar is a fierce melee warrior who wields shield and one-handed melee weapons. Do you want the Templar to join you? If not, they will travel to town and you can return there to get them at any time. Why not?
Let us seek honor together, my friend.
Alright. Down to Cathedral Level 4. Chandelier for the win. Oh my god. That's what I want. They have like these environmental like kind of like weapons you can like come up to and use sometimes. You can break like things that'll knock down parts of walls and stuff like. Oh, let's see. I get to pick a spell for him.
But I've lost track.
Very funny. Let's see. Yo. Yes. Well chosen. And so, a lot of the times, it's like a big chandelier that you can drop. And I dropped a chandelier on these monsters and hit them, and two of them went flying straight up into the air off screen. It was funny. Leap attack!
Need more time.
A growing power,
a glorious development.
I'm level 8 now. Hooray for me. Anything new that's worthwhile? Not really. I'll stick with my same spells. Imps make the funniest noises when they get murdered. Oh, champion archers.
There,
okay. Let's see, I picked up another ring. That's not really worthwhile. Well, 9%. What is that? 9% extra gold from monsters. I don't really need that. Let's see. And I got a bunch of other magic items that are for, let's see, one's for a wizard, one's for a monk, another's for a monk, and another's for a witch doctor. How not helpful. Respond to a message. The Templar is not a playable character. So the Templar is like a hired mercenary kind of guy.
Charging.
Okay, that was quite a fight. Let's see. Let's go this way.
Need more time.
What is this?
Hi, skeletons. There's all kinds of skeletons. Skeleton archers, skeleton swordsmen, skeleton shield bearers. My goodness. There's a lot of skeletons here. Just under attack by all different kinds of skeletons. Right now, I'm in this one area where it goes four different directions, so I'm only going a little bit of the ways in to see if the exit is right at any one of these particular areas. Because sometimes that happens at this spot. Because I recognize it. Let's see. Let's go this
way. Are you ever afraid?
Oh, see, there's the exit.
True warriors overcome their fear.
We are both blessed then. My faith armors me against fear.
There we go, the royal crypts. Okay. What's this? Leoric sword.
Keep your distance from him. This burden is mine to bear. May death bring peace from your madness, Leoric.
Traitors! Even in death, the armies of Condorus will still obey their king. Even if you will not.
Huh. Interesting. So it was like a bunch of ghosts, like, reenacting like the past event, I guess. And what the hell is that? Uh-oh.
You dare to bring the warmth of life into my tomb?
We shall put you down, Hellspawn.
Let's see. He's activated a bunch of pillars that are spawning lots of skeletons. And I'm going to murder them. Die. Two of the pillars, there's four of them. Die! There.
Back to hell, dog.
I broke through a door and there's skeleton archers out here waiting for me.
Still recharging.
Oh, I wanted to use my leap attack, though. Okay. We are almost at the end, I think. Ah, waypoint. The royal crypts. Enter the crypt of the Skeleton King. Here we go.
You will never defeat me!
You were defeated the moment you submitted to Max.
Huh. Well, it looks like he just broke the bridge that leads to his little throne room crypt area. So, can I leap across? No. It's not letting me. That's a shame. Let's go this way. Oh, something's happening. Oh, he locked the other door, of course. What a punk. Ah! Skeletons! Die! That takes care of those skeletons. Aha! The door is open! And I leap up anyway, for effect. Place Leoric's crown on the Skeleton King. And he's coming back to life. This seems like a stupid thing to have done. Yeah, he's definitely alive. He's walking around. Die!
You.
bunch of skeletons. And then just ran away. I killed the skeletons, and now he's back. Fine.
I need fuel.
He was a health pot. Oh, he's totally dead. Congratulations! You have defeated the Diablo 3 beta. So there you go. What did he drop? He dropped a yellow item! Unidentified rare pants. Spectrum boon. Rare pants, 26 armor, 13% extra gold from monsters, 5% better chance of finding magical items, melee attackers take 4 damage per hit, monster kills grant plus 4 experience. Excuse me, stretching my arms here. Okay. So, there you go. We've essentially quote-unquote beaten the Diablo 3 beta. Teleport back to town. And we got a little bit of time. So now we're back in town, and that's pretty much it. Now I sell off my stuff and break the things I don't need. Okay. Woohoo, I broke a blue item, but I got a fallen tooth. See, when you, because you can, I said earlier, this was before you were here, you can now salvage magical items for, like, materials to make new items. So,
okay.
You get subtle essence, and sometimes you get a fallen tooth, and very occasionally I get a petrified bark, which I guess is, like, the highest level of thingamajigs that you can get from breaking stuff. So, I have 199 subtle essence, 46 fallen tooths, or teeth, rather, and 7 pieces of petrified bark. So, let's see, how much money do I have now? 26,744. So, we're well on our way to the 50,000 I need to buy the third and final tab of my stash. Let's sell some of these items, and,
got a right good bunch of things for you this fine day.
Get some extra money. Sell. Sell, sell, sell. There.
You've beaten the beta now, pretty much.
I've technically beaten it, I don't even know how many times now. Maybe 50, 60 times.
Jeez.
I have level 13 of every class, so. And wow. But for this playthrough, I started a new barbarian, so it was, you know, like a new, starting from new. So, I'm gonna leave game and go back to the menu.
Wow. The soundtrack for this game is awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Let's see, I'm gonna select a different hero. I'm gonna select my level 13 barbarian. and go, whoops, and go to change quest to Reign of the Black King, which is the final quest of this, which is to kill the Skeleton King again.
Okay.
But right now I'm just listening to the theme music. Okay. Let's see. My catchphrase, apparently. So let's look at my... Yeah, I was right. 78.87 DPS on my warrior. My level 13 warrior. Which is the highest of any character I've been able to get so far. So it's pretty funny. I just walk around and just everything gets killed in one hit. Because basically, like, and that's the other thing. Like, a lot of people have been, actually, let's leave this. Maybe I'll load, I don't know. I would say my three favorite character classes are the Barbarian first, then I'd say probably the Monk second, and the Witch Doctor third. But, I definitely like the Barbarian the best, but let's hear it. I'll play the Monk for a little bit, my level 13 Monk. Just so you can hear that. So I'll select the final quest, and, well, we got a couple of minutes, I guess. So there's not going to be a whole lot to see, I guess, unless we keep going.
Let us seek honor together, my friend.
There's that
I
guy.
Have the crown. Where is the Skeleton King?
Ah, at last.
Exit. All right. Cathedral Gardens. Let's see how quickly I can get somewhere. All right. Opening the ornate door. A treasure goblin.
Not enough spirit.
Die, treasure goblin.
I expected more.
The Monk is definitely pretty powerful. The Monk has some cool attacks. Crippling Wave, which is sweeping punches that cripple enemies reduce their attack and movement speed, and also Exploding Palm. Strike and bleed an enemy. The enemy will explode if killed while bleeding. Those are like the two best attacks. Then there's Dashing Strike, which quickly dash two and strike at an enemy, and then there's Cyclone Strike. Mystical forces pull nearby enemies towards you and blast them. It's pretty neat. So, that's... But, I guess, since I'm not sure if, Randy's coming on or not, I think we will, stop here. So, let's go back to, that. So, that was the Diablo 3 beta, and I guess tune in next week, and we will start Tales of Monkey Island. for, like, I think the third time, but we're really going to do it this time. We're not going to stop until we beat all of the episodes of that game.
Yay.
Yes. So, let's quit this. All right. So, goodbye.